I would like to thank Frank Carroll and other colleagues from the Institute for Global Tobacco Control for the opportunity to do this presentation. The study we present was conducted in two Brazilian universities as part of collaboration between the Brazilian National Cancer Institute and the Institute for Global Tobacco Control of Johns Hopkins University. This study was supported by Fugger International Center of NIH. Brazil is a mega country with more than 108 million people. FCTC was already ratified on November of 2005, but even before that, some of its important proposals had already been implemented in the country. For example, tobacco advertising has been banned from all kinds of media except for points of sale since 2000. Most type of tobacco promotion is already prohibited. Since 1986, there is a law in the country which restricts smoking in public places. However, it's not well enforced, and we have large picture warning labels on cigarette packs was implemented in 2002. As a result of a comprehensive tobacco control policy, the Brazilian population showed a strong decline in smoking prevalence from 1989 to 2003. Previous studies showed a larger heterogeneity on tobacco use prevalence among Brazilian regions, with highest smoking prevalence across all ages on the south region, which is dominated by tobacco farming and industry. However, information about smoking prevalence trends among university students is not available. Considering the need to develop a comprehensive and evidence-based tobacco use prevention and cessation programs for university students, after all, there are 4 million university students in the country. They are leaders and they are easily accessible. The need to understand how the context and the environment may stimulate smoking initiation and maintenance among young adults, and the need to understand why smoking prevalence is higher among young from the south region comparing to other Brazilian areas. But from other studies, we know that a special characteristic of the south region is the high concentration of Italian and German immigrants and the importance of tobacco industry in the economy. We conduct a study in two Brazilian universities. One is in Rio de Janeiro State University, located in the Rio de Janeiro city, in the southeast region of the country, and the other is Rio Grande do Sul Federal University, located in Porto Alegre, the capital of Rio Grande do Sul State, in the south. Both are large public universities. Rio de Janeiro State University has 12,000 students, and Rio Grande do Sul Federal University, 20,000. The main objectives of the study were to understand attitudes and behaviors regarding smoking among university students and in the two selected universities, and to understand the influence of environmental factors such as cigarette access, advertising, marketing, and smoke-free policies on students' smoking behavior. We used three different approaches in this study. First, we did a survey among all university students enrolled in the first and seventh semesters of the school course program. A self-filled questionnaire on smoking behavior, access to tobacco products, university smoke-free policy, information about peer influence, social demographic variable was applied to around 4,400 students in both universities. However, only 3,300 were eligible, were between 18 to 24 years old. For the qualitative approach, the two mixed focus groups with students from Rio de Janeiro State University and five mixed focus groups with students from University in Rio Grande do Sul were conducted. The initial idea was to have groups with specific characteristics, such as female smokers, females non-smokers. But however, we had lots of difficulty in recruiting and had to do mixed groups. Following Brazilian Ethical Commission rules, we cannot pay for research participation. The discussion scripts included university meaning on personal life, smoking facilitation difficulties, smoking advantages and disadvantages, media risk perception. One third approach was a community scan and all potential points of sale inside the university campus on the streets immediately surrounded, assuming to be frequented by students for lunch, socialization, shopping. The data collection included pictures, number, intensity, and quality of the advertising. These slides show the students' profiles in both universities. The university in Rio Grande do Sul presented a higher percentage of students in the younger age group. For both universities, the percentage of females was a little higher than males. A high proportion of students had fathers with 8 or more years of schooling, and the majority had some sort of income. In general, the distribution of the student population suggests that this group comes from a higher income level, stratum of the population. This slide shows smoking prevalence among target university students and general population of Rio de Janeiro and Porto Alegre, the cities where the universities are located. The years of analysis are not the same, but it is unlikely that the general population had a decline greater than 2 or 3%. Smoking prevalence was higher among males in both universities, but independently of gender, the prevalence was higher in the Southern University. It's interesting to notice that the prevalence among university students in the general population are pretty much the same in Rio de Janeiro. But in the South, the prevalence of tobacco use among university students are much lower than in the general population. Smoking prevalence was higher among students 21 to 24 years old compared with their younger counterparts in Porto Alegre, but no difference was seen in Rio. Porto Alegre in the South, Rio Grande do Sul. When we analyze the variables related to socioeconomic level, we see that students with apparently higher income level have a higher smoking prevalence. Smoking prevalence was directly associated to having fathers with more years of schooling and with to have their own income, both in Rio and in the South. The difference on smoking prevalence was significant only for students with income. Overall, smoking prevalence was high in Rio Grande do Sul for all of the social demographic factors when compared to Rio. Home smoking restriction rules. The prevalence was significantly higher for students with less restrictive rules in their home and where parents were smokers. The prevalence was also associated to having parents or friends, siblings, and peers, or partners who were smokers, and the difference was statistically significant. At multivariable analysis, the most important predictor of smoking was to have peers to smoke. Other variables that remained smoking predictors were being a male in both universities, and having some sort of income in Rio. The association with home restriction rules was stronger and significant only in Rio Grande do Sul University. Here we show the analysis of the smokers. The mean age of initiation was around 16 years old in both universities. Most of them were occasional smokers and only a few usually buy single cigarettes. It's interesting to notice that in general, the 5 most popular brands are the same in both universities, different only in rank. The most popular brands among smokers in the two universities, Carlton Hill and Free in the South, are expensive cigarette brands, and in general, are the choices for high-income population groups. Also very interesting is the high frequency of university smokers who smoke flavored and clove cigarettes, and who have clove cigarettes as the first choice brand. Clove cigarettes has have high prices in Brazil also. The focus groups also showed the importance of influence of peers and parents. A student from Rio Grande do Sul said, "Those with smoking friends will always be keener to smoke. They will be at your side smoking. If you want to smoke, you will smoke. They will offer you, and you will smoke." This kind of speech appeared often among students from Rio also. Regarding the influence of parents, it appears both in Rio and in the South. "I started to smoke at home with my father. He smoked 2 or 3 cigarette packs per day. I criticized it a lot, but then I thought, what am I criticizing if I don't know what is it? It is. Then I started to smoke. I have been smoking for 5 years now." This slide shows the distribution of the students by answers to the question, "What is the official rule of the university regarding smoking inside buildings, clinics, and the outside area?" We can see that the large percentage didn't know if there was a policy, unfortunately. The percentage of students who answered that it is not allowed to smoke anywhere is low in both universities. However, apparently, the smoking restrictions rule at Rio Grande do Sul University are more enforced in comparison to Rio, considering that the percentage of students who answered not allowed anywhere or only allowed outside the buildings at this university was higher. On the other side, the percentage of students who answered that is allowed everywhere or do not know was higher in Rio de Janeiro. The speeches also show the difference in these two universities regarding smoking restriction rules. Students from Rio often told that the behavior of their professor was stimulating them to smoke. "You asked what facilitates? I tell you, many of my teachers interrupt the classes to smoke. All doctors, so what a good example. My teacher is a doctor. She had breast cancer and she smokes. Me smoke? What's the problem?" On the other side, at Rio Grande do Sul Federal University, students felt restricted to smoke. "I think the university does not facilitate smoking, quite the opposite. It only complicates because smoking is prohibited in the classroom and hallways. You have to leave the building to smoking. It was to facilitate, it would be promoting, if it was to facilitate, it would be promoting that sort of thing. In fact, the university kind of makes it more difficult, but they are not obstructing everything they would like to." The results from the community scan were in the same direction as the quantitative and the qualitative approach. Even though selling cigarettes inside the university building were not allowed, among the 14 coffee shops inside Rio de Janeiro State University campus, 3 were illegally selling single cigarettes. Cigarettes were supposed to get with soft drinks, candies, and cakes. At Rio Grande do Sul Federal University, none of the 17 campus coffee shops inside or at the external area sell cigarettes. By the community scan, we were able to see that the students' first choice brands were, in general, the same exposed for sale in Rio and in Rio Grande do Sul. The brand sales are the same, Free and Hollywood, Carlton. But not always those were the brands advertising in the big displays. The brands exposed are Free, Hollywood, Carlton. Again, in Rio Grande do Sul, in the South, the brands exposed are Free, Carlton, Hollywood, and Lucky Strike. Regarding smoking cessation, the survey and also the focus group showed that many students want to quit and ask for help to quit. Half of Rio's smoking students and 40% of Rio Grande do Sul University said that they stopped to smoke at least once because they were seriously thinking about quitting. There were speeches like, there should be an intervention at the university aimed at those wishing to quit smoking. There are a lot of advertisements say, stop smoking, but hardly any of them say how to do it. The conclusions of the studies are, Rio Grande do Sul Federal University students have lower smoking prevalence than the general 18 to 24-year-old population. Rio de Janeiro State University students have the same prevalence as the general population at the same age. Overall, smoking prevalence is higher in university students in the south of Brazil, where tobacco industry influence is very high. The prevalence is higher among students reporting that smoking is allowed at their home. Smoking among peers is the highest predictor of smoking among university students of both universities. Universities in the South has a more restrictive policy and had no sales of cigarettes on the campus. It is possible that the smoking restrictions in the South have been contributing to we found lowest smoking prevalence among university students than general population in this region, not seen in Rio de Janeiro. Students are smoking the brands promoting points of sales. High consumption of flavored cigarettes and clove cigarettes. University officials should implement and enforce an university environment smoke-free policy to help reduce smoking prevalence. It is likely that the students will benefit from policies that promote smoke-free homes. It's recommended to support university students with cessation programs in order to stop, to help them to quit. And new campaigns should be done to educate this group regarding risk association to clove cigarettes and the appeal of flavored cigarettes. Thank you very much. That's okay.